an audio drama from 2E Production, The Override Protocol, Episode 1, Awakened.
Patient's crashing. BP's plummeting. Get me the defibrillator, now!
On it. Charging to 200 joules. Pads are in place. Ready to go.
Clear. No response. Give her another dose of epinephrine. Increase charge to 300 joules.
Administering epinephrine. Fib is now ready.
Clear.
Now we've got a pulse sinus rhythm, BP stabilizing, oxygen saturation improving.
Okay, starting to look good now. Patient's responding.
Can you hear me? How are you feeling?
I'm okay. What happened?
You've just had a major cardiac event, but you're okay now. Can you remember anything about what happened?
No, I can't remember anything.
Okay. Don't worry. You're in good hands here. We'll take good care of you here. Unfortunately, we don't have any details about you either. So that makes you a Jane Doe. I hope you don't mind me calling you Jane.
Okay, but I must have had some identification?
No. Unfortunately not. You were found by the police in a very rough area of the city. It appears that you were after overdosing and were in a very poor state, barely alive. They brought you here, but you had absolutely no identification on you. And so far, no one has been inquiring about you. So, just for now, we'll call you Jane. But don't worry. The authorities are still investigating this. Hopefully, we'll find out more soon.
But I have no memory of anything. There must be some clues.
Well, there was one strange thing. Inside your left shoe, we found this crumbled piece of paper. Here it is. It is just the letters OPD and a strange symbol. Does this mean anything to you?
No, never. I never seen it before.
That's okay. We also tried to reverse image search it, but could find nothing about it either. You hang on to it for now. It obviously means something to you.
Okay, thanks.
Jane, I'm Dr. Brown, and your stats are after greatly improving. We are going to run some more tests, but in the meantime, you just get some rest. That is all you need for now.
Okay.
Yes, you just relax for now. You've been through a lot, so just rest, and if you need anything, there's the buzzer there.
Okay.
Good! They've finally gone. Good riddance to them.
Who said that?
Stop asking questions. Just get out of bed. It's time to leave.
Where are you? Who said that?
Stop messing around. We don't have time for this.
This is crazy. I need some help.
Wait, don't press the nurse's alarm. Ah, shit. Too late. I hope you realize that they will be of absolutely no fucking help.
Where are you?
That does not matter. Just get rid of that nurse.
Hi, Jane. You called me, so what's up? Is something wrong?
I'm not sure. Is there someone in the room with me?
No, Jane. This is a private room. You are here on your own. Why do you ask?
Just get rid of her!
I'm not sure. I just keep hearing this strange voice.
Okay. Maybe you might be concussed. We'll need to run some more scans. I'll tell the doctor. Any other symptoms?
Just tell her to fuck off.
I'm not sure. I'm just so confused.
Don't worry. You are still very weak, so some side effects are expected. I'll talk to the doctor to check about increasing your medication and to get some more scans. Anything else you need, Jane?
Just get fucking rid of her.
No. I think I'm okay for now.
Okay. Just rest for now, Jane. You've been through a lot, so you'll need some time to recover. I'll call back in a while and update you, but just rest for now and call me if you need anything.
Don't even fucking think of calling her again. Just get rid of her.
Okay. Thanks, nurse.
Finally! She's gone! Okay, get out of bed. We've got a lot of work to do.
Where are you?
It doesn't matter. Just get moving.
I don't understand. What are you?
Have you not figured it out yet? You're the only one that can hear me.
What do you want?
I want you to follow my orders. Now hurry up.
I'm just so confused about what's going on. I don't even know what my name is.
Your name does not matter, Jane Doe. All that matters is that you follow my commands without hesitation. Is that fucking simple enough for you to follow?
I don't even know who you are. Why should I even listen to you? Did you even hear what the doctor said? I need to take things easy for now.
I don't care what they said. I need you to get moving now.
But I just can't ignore the doctor's orders.
There's only one set of orders to follow. Mine. Last chance. Now get moving.
I'm just too weak to do anything right now.
Jane, you seem to have forgotten who's in charge here. Let me remind you.
What do you mean?
Allow me to demonstrate.
Ah, my heart? Wow, what have you done? Stop!
Are you now starting to understand?
Please, make it stop. It's too much. Stop! You'll kill me!
You better start listening to me. I can kill you anytime I want. Do you understand?
Please stop! Stop!
Are you going to behave and follow my orders?
Okay!
Okay, let's try this again. Just remember, I can trigger this again anytime that I want, and next time I won't be so lenient. Now get out of bed.
Okay.
Okay, now go over to the heart monitor. Do you see the button marked pause?
Yes.
Good, now push it. We want to stop this heart monitor without alerting anyone.
Okay. Done.
Good, now take off the heart monitor sensors and get dressed.
Okay.
We need to get out of here as fast as possible. We have a lot of work to do.
What are we going to do?
Stop asking questions. Your job is just to follow my orders. Now hurry up. You're taking too long.
I'm going as fast as I can, but I'm still feeling very weak.
I don't care how you feel. Just hurry up.
Okay. I'm ready now.
Okay, let's get out of here. Head out the door and head for the main exit.
Okay. Oh, there's my nurse.
Jane, what the hell are you doing? Why are you dressed and out of bed?
Damn, not her again. Is she looking for a fucking medal? Just get rid of her.
I'm starting to feel a lot better now. I just want to go home.
Jane, you are in no condition to go home. You've just experienced a major cardiac event. There is absolutely no way you should even be considering leaving your bed, let alone returning home.
We haven't time for this shit.
Thanks for the advice, but I really have to leave now.
But we have not even got all the results from your scans back. And you also could have a potential concussion. You require constant medical attention. There is no way that you should be leaving this hospital.
There is no way that we're fucking staying.
I realize that, but I have some important business to attend to. I have to leave now?
If you leave now, then make sure that you know that it is against all medical advice. We cannot be responsible for anything that may happen to you.
Thanks for your concern, but I've got to discharge myself right now.
Okay, you have been warned. Follow me to the office, as there is some paperwork to fill out. And I'm sure that the doctor will want to talk to you as well.
We don't have time for this shit. Don't follow her.
What will I do now?
Jane, you need to follow me.
We're not following her. Look, go over there on the wall, the fire alarm. Press it.
No, never. There is no way I'm pressing that.
Think again, Jane. Press that button.
Okay.
Jane, what are you doing? That's it. I'm calling security.
Okay, now's our chance to get out of here. Let's go!
We're outside now, but I'm going to be in big trouble if that nurse reports me to the authorities.
You're going to be in even bigger trouble if you don't follow my orders, so don't worry about that.
So, what now?
How much money have you got on you?
Nothing. I have nothing on me. I don't even have ID on me.
We'll need a workaround then. Do you see that rich bitch over there wearing a red dress with a black handbag?
Yes, I see her.
Okay. She is too busy using her phone, so head over there and steal her handbag.
What? No, I'm in enough trouble already, without adding stealing to the list.
Think again, Jane. You will need to learn that you just have to follow my orders without questions.
Okay.
Now hurry up and get that bag.
Okay.
Now just approach her casually. Don't draw attention to yourself. That's it. Now just casually reach down and take the bag. She's too busy on her phone to notice. Good. Well done. Now head over to that corner and open it up. Okay. Open it up and see how much cash we got. We only want the cash, nothing else. We don't want anyone tracking us.
Let me see. It's almost $300.
Good. Now throw the bag away and hail a cab.
Where are we going?
Grand Central Station.
We're here. We're at Grand Central Station. I'm guessing that you want me to get on a train. Where are we going?
Well, guess again. We're not going anywhere on a train.
So what are we doing here?
Head over to the market area and then walk towards the back near the refrigerated area.
What are we going to do over there?
That's not your concern. You are on a need-to-know basis.
That's not very helpful. Okay. We're here. What now?
We're looking for a suitcase. There it is. The black suitcase with a red ribbon on it. Take it.
Okay. I see it. Okay. Got it.
Now head over to that quiet area by the wall. I want to check the contents.
Okay, but what the hell is in this case? I don't want to get caught doing anything stupid in this place.
You just do as you're told and stop asking stupid fucking questions. Okay, we're here. Open the case. The code for the lock is 1951.
Okay. Opening it now. What the... Is that a gun?
It's not the type of gun that you're thinking of. It's a syringe gun.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, as these bottles must be the vials for the syringe gun. Wait, what is in those vials?
That does not concern you. Now quickly, close the case.
Okay, closing it now. But I'm starting to get a bit worried about this. What is this syringe gun for?
When the time is right, I will tell you. But for now, just get moving. We need to hail another cab.
But I'm doing everything that you ask, and I hate being completely in the dark. Can you at least give me some idea about what's happening?
I've already told you, Jane. Your job is just to follow my orders, nothing else. Now just keep your head down while we are heading to the cab. We want to reduce the chances of being tracked.
Tracked? What are we going to do to have to worry about being tracked?
Just shut up and get us a cab.
Okay. Where are we going now?
Back to where the authorities found you. We have work to do there.
This is a real desolate area of the city. What on earth do you have to do out here?
You'll find out soon enough. Now head over to that abandoned warehouse over there.
That place looks like it's full of junkies. Are you sure it's safe over there?
I'm the one that you need to be afraid of, Jane. Now hurry up and head to the warehouse.
Okay. What's in this warehouse?
It's just full of junkies, just like yourself, Jane.
But I have no memory of what happened to me prior to the hospital. Was I really a junkie in here? I have no withdrawal symptoms. It just doesn't make sense.
You're asking too many questions. Now shut up and head to the left corner of the warehouse.
Okay. Is that a junkie in the corner? Are they even alive?
They're alive, but only barely alive. Now it's time to get to work.
What are you planning on doing here?
Time to get busy. Open up the suitcase and take out the syringe and load it up.
Wait, I don't know what you're planning to do here, but I want no part of this.
It's too late for that, Jane. Just hurry up and do it.
But I don't even know what's in those vials. What is going to happen to them once I inject this? I'm not doing anything until you let me know what I'm getting into.
Have you forgotten who's in charge here?
All I want to know is what the hell are you getting me to carry out? What am I getting myself into?
Enough with the stupid fucking questions. There is only one choice here. Carry out my orders or die.
But please give me a chance.
No chances. Make your decision. Now.
Ah, Okay.
Okay, now open the case and get the syringe and vial. And hurry up, I'm getting tired of your insolence.
Okay. Okay, got them.
Now load one of the vials into the syringe.
Okay, done.
Now place the syringe at the back of his neck, just below the skull, and point it towards his brain.
What? Are you sure about this?
Yes. Just fucking do it.
Okay.
Now inject them.
Done. But I don't see any changes in them. Are we supposed to see some change?
That's exactly what I want to see. Now reload the syringe and inject the other junkie.
Okay. Okay, ready.
Okay, now inject the other one. Same method as before.
Okay. Done. Okay, what next? There are two men in balaclavas coming this way. Do you know them?
No. And I don't fucking like the look of this.
What will I do now?
Get ready to fight.
What?
Look out! They got a taser!
Ah!
Cassie? Are you okay? Can you hear me? Cassie? Are you okay? Can you hear me?
Cassie? Can you hear me? Cassie? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's Cassie?
Don't you remember? You are Cassie? Wait, let me take my balaclava off. Now? Do you recognize me?
No, I don't remember anything.
Shit! Okay. Listen very carefully to what I have to say, as your life depends on it. Repeat it back to me. I want to make sure that you fully understand what I said.
You want me to listen carefully. My life depends on it.
Okay, Cassie. First, can you hear any strange voices in your head?
Yes. Yes, I keep hearing this voice in my head. I don't know who or what it is. He is forcing me to do things, like inject these junkies with fuck knows what.
Shit! Okay, the voice will have been more impacted by the taser shock, so we have a very short window before the voice recovers. Dan, start scanning her. It sounds like she's infected.
Okay, starting the scan now. I'll have feedback from the initial scan shortly.
What the hell is that thing?
Don't worry, it's just a scanner. I know it sounds a bit weird and kind of like sonar, but it won't harm you. We are just checking for possible infections.
Infections? What the hell are you talking about?
I'm sorry, but we don't have any time to explain it now. Dan, any results from the initial scan?
Just got them now, and I can see definite signs of an OPD infection. I've just started running a deeper scan.
What does that mean?
We'll explain everything as soon as we get a chance. But right now, time is against us. So, what do you remember about the OPD? Can you recall any of it?
The OPD? What the hell is that? I had a piece of paper with OPD written on it when they found me, but I have no idea what it means. As I told you, I can't remember anything.
Okay, Dan, are you picking up any memory issues in your scan?
Yes. I'm just looking at that portion of her brain, and I just noticed the patterns of an OPD memory wipe.
Do you think it's recoverable?
I'd need more time, but the signs are good for making a full recovery.
Can someone please tell me what the fuck is going on?
That voice in your head is an OPD infection. I'll explain more later, but it is incredibly dangerous. We can't let it know that you talked or interacted with us. If it finds out, it will kill all of us. So, do you have any valuables on you?
Just this money that he made me steal, that is all I have.
Okay, give it to me. If the voice asks what happened, just tell him that we mugged you and ran away. Under no circumstances mention this conversation.
Okay, I can do that.
Good. Dan, have you finished inserting that subroutine?
Yes, scan is now finished and subroutine is fully implanted. We've got to hurry though. We have less than 3 minutes before OPD boot up.
Excellent. Okay, Cassie. We've got to leave now before the voice wakes up. But Dan has loaded a subroutine command that the voice will have to follow. It will make him want to go over to that other empty warehouse over there at 3 p.m. We will be waiting there. And this time we will have the equipment we need to fully help you.
Are you sure? He normally won't take any orders from me?
Yes. I'm certain he'll follow this order. Just make sure you meet us at 3 p.m.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Excellent. Okay, Cassie, we gotta go now before the voice wakes up. Just ensure you do not mention this conversation. Your life depends on it.
Understood.
Okay, let's get out of here, Dan.
Wait, you never told me who you are?
Cassie,
I'm Jason. I'm your husband.
An audio drama from 2E Production. The Override Protocol. Written, edited, produced, and directed by 2EProduction.com. AI voices provided by 11 Labs. Sound and music effects by 11 Labs and Pixabay.